Welcome back to Lexington's Applebee's Park. Crawdads and Legends, no score as we move to inning number two. Glad you could join us today on WMNC. Fans, don't forget when the Crawdads return home on Tuesday, the best hot dog in Catawba County is located right at LP Franz Stadium. It's the Big City Red hot dog. For just $2, bite into the tastiest hot dog money can buy. Skylark Meats and Big City Red hot dogs, one bite will change your idea of hot dogs forever. Nothing to the second. Steve Pierce, Jason Delaney, and Steve LaRude for the Dads against the right-hander Raymar Diaz. 14 pitches in the first frame for Diaz. He allowed one hit. Pierce is a right-handed swinger out of the University of South Carolina. The leg kick and pitch. Fastball strike on the outside. 0-1. Pierce, 282, 7 dingers, 21 knocked in. Hitting better than 350 over his last 10 games. 0-1, a strike on the outside. Diaz doing a nice job locating that one on the black of the home plate area. Outfield shades to left. Diaz's delivery up high. 1-2. Pierce hit 301 at Williamsport last year, a New York Penn League All-Star. Has experienced success at every level. 2004 College World Series All-Tournament team member. 1-2. Swing and a foul at the plate. Ball bounding towards the Lexington dugout off the first base side. Nice crowd for a Sunday afternoon. The pitch, down low, 2-2. For the doubleheader yesterday, the Lexington Herald Leader reported fewer than 100 people at the game at first pitch at 5 o'clock, but the announced attendance for the whole doubleheader, close to 6,000. Pitch inside, 3-2. That game was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, then because the doubleheader moved to 6 o'clock, and in order to try to beat the rain, the game time just a couple hours before first pitch was changed to 5 o'clock, so the fans didn't even know that there was a game beginning that early. 3-2 to Pierce is popped up back over the screen and onto the roof.
There's another foul ball fly by from Bluegrass Airport.
Fireworks here earlier in the series, and they drew well for that, close to 6,200. Here's a fly ball, high and deep to left field, and there the Crawdad fireworks. It's gone, and the Crawdads have a 1-0 lead on Steve Pierce's 8th home run of the year.
Well, you've got one heck of a nerve.
Pierce jumping on a Raymar Diaz fastball, lining it out to left. And that gives Steve Pierce the home run lead in the South Atlantic League. One ahead of Gabby Sanchez of Greensboro and Jeff Van Houden of Greensboro. Here's Jason Delaney. 1-0, the Crawdads lead. Right-handed batting Delaney fouls one out of play right side. Delaney just cracking the Crawdad lineup when Wanel Macia went on the DL a week ago, has played every day since and played well. 391, 9-23 since playing regularly. Pitch by Diaz. Fly ball right center field. This one cracked well. Going back, Orange Flores going back. It splits him and one hops the wall. Delaney to second, pulling up with a double.
Hey fans, it's time to go some Robert Springwater in this Hickory rally.
When the Crawdads have scored first this year, as they have today, Hickory is 8-3 on the year. When their opponent has scored first, the Crawdads just 1-10, so a good sign early on. Here's Steve LaRude, who is really struggling. The Crawdad catcher, who got off to such a hot start this year, is one of his last 20 at the plate. Average has sunk to .242. Left-handed batter crowds the plate, slightly closed stance. The pitch by Raymar Diaz. Strike on the inside corner, 0-1. LaRoot played briefly with the Crawdads last year. Hit 0-88, 7 of 80. Injured his wrist and tried to play through it after getting hit by a pitch in Asheville. Pops one up out of play left side, 0-2. Then went down to Bradenton in the Gulf Coast League to rehab. Hit 267. Finished the year at Williamsport where he really struggled, hitting below 200. Kind of a lost year for a guy at one time considered a pretty good prospect. And LaRoot is still young. 0-2 the count. Diaz's pitch. Strike three. LaRoot knew it. A changeup. And he's gone. LaRoot's still only 21 years old. That's the third strikeout by Raymar Diaz. First out of the second inning. Crawdads have a 1-0 lead on Steve Pierce's home run leading off this second. Delaney is at second. He doubled. Here's UV Solano, 238 in 11 games with Hickory. Bends his knees, and the pitch to the right-handed batter, a strike at the knees, 0-1. Yeah. That home run allowed by Raymar Diaz, the fourth he's given up this year. 0-1 scoring to Bunt. Solano puts it down right in front of home plate. They're going to say Solano fouled it up his front foot. So the count is 0-2. The home run by Pierce also, the Crawdads' 26th team home run this year. 26 dingers in 23 games. That is second in the league to Greensboro, who has hit 27 home runs. 0-2 to Solano with Delaney off his second, hacked back to the screen. 30 pitches now for Raymar Diaz. Outfield straight away. Infield back, the second baseman King trying to keep Delaney close at second base. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, a high fastball. Four strikeouts for Raymar Diaz. Two gone in the inning. Diaz's season high in strikeouts is four, so he's now done that on three occasions this season. Here's Eddie Prash, left-handed batter. 0 for his last seven at the plate, average at 259. Delaney from second, Diaz steps off the rubber. Mild breeze out towards left. Crawdads lead 1-0, two out, second inning. The pitch down low. 1-0 to Prash. Left-handed batter, back foot on the back chalk line of the batter's box. Outside setup by the catcher, Tolles, and the 1-0 swung and missed. A fastball with good sinking action down. 1-1. Long look in by Diaz. Delaney, good lead at second base. The check to second. Diaz winds and fires the 1-1, swing and a miss, snap throw to second base. Delaney dives back, ball goes into center field after it caromed off of the shortstop Manzella's chest, and to third base goes Delaney. It's an error on the throw by Tolles. Manzella tried to smother it, and it clipped his body as it caromed into center. Delaney's third steal in three tries. And the error pushes the runner to third. The count is 1-2 on Eddie Prash. Diaz from the stretch winds and throws, and a swing and a miss at a changeup, and that ends the inning. So Diaz strikes out the side, but the home run by Pierce gives the Crawdads a 1-0 lead. One run, two hits, one error, and one left on base. 35 pitches through two for Diaz, and after an inning and a half, 1-0 Crawdads on the Shellfish Radio Network.